My name is Ashley Young, and I'm Program Director at the Neighborhood Resource Center. So the Neighborhood Resource Center is considered a gateway to all the other Henry Street programs and divisions. We have a case management program, health enrollment, a parenting support center, and several community health worker initiatives. We serve over 5,000 New Yorkers a year. All of our programs are free, so we're pretty busy throughout the year. Because we have a team of community health workers that are hospital-based, beginning around March 1, their anxiety level was going up by the day. This was before either of the hospitals had their first case. It was our Neighborhood Resource Center staff who really organized and mobilized within to finally say on March 16th, we don't feel safe coming to work tomorrow. And they all began working remotely on March 17th. At the time, it was very hard to think past the next 2 weeks. I was the only one in the office. It felt like the Twilight Zone. If you're a New Yorker, you may have gotten to the point where the message was, don't touch the doorknobs, be careful walking into your building, don't take public transportation. Our staff are living through the epicenter of the crisis, trying to maintain their own safety and their own calm amidst the pandemic. I will say that my long-term partner works in Connecticut. He had been commuting 2 hours each way over the past few months, and it made more sense for me to join him out here so that he didn't have to commute 2 hours each way. And also, it did feel safer to be out of the city. And I know there's been a lot of debate around New Yorkers fleeing New York City, but I will say that my partner's longtime worker of 10 years unfortunately contracted COVID-19 and died in April. So, and excuse me for the tears, but supporting him going through the uncertainty of having his main worker in the hospital for 5 weeks, intubated and, you know, losing his life and trying to support his family. So these are the kind of things that we're all going through, the level of grief and at the same time, making sure that we're here for our clients. That dual role of being a working professional, going through it with your residents, with their families, trying to help them get access to protective gear, and also supporting the families who have lost someone. The clinic did launch a COVID-19 grief support group in response, you know, that we're grieving for those who did not survive, and also just for the way of life, the city we love coming to a standstill. Different workers have different degrees of resilience. Some are activated in the response of a crisis, and others have experienced levels of, call it, compassion fatigue. And the nurses are on the front line. They're working long hours. They're tired, but they still show up. And the recent social unrest around police brutality, that's put an additional level of intensity to the work that's being done. You know, I'm hearing some of my staff, they have helicopters flying overhead all night, the smell of tear gas coming into their apartment. We're all living with a lot of uncertainty, not knowing how long this will go on for, looking at the political climate around an upcoming election and watching the cases rise in parts of the country. But I do think that Henry Street's response has been wonderful, you know, to really help with getting those households stabilized, back up and running, knowing that they're not alone, that they can turn to us, you know, that we're still going strong in the face of everything going on around us.